This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is labor market news out of the Twin Cities. Minneapolis-based Target is going to start bumping its minimum wage to $11 an hour next month. That'll be a buck an hour increase. And it's going to apply to current staff and the 100,000 seasonal workers the company is hiring for the holidays. By the end of 2020, Target says its minimum is going to be $15 an hour. Also, perhaps not coincidentally, the target that labor and anti-poverty advocates have been calling for across the retail, fast food, and service industries in this country. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on there.
In retail now, some companies are cutting employment and closing stores. Others are investing heavily in online operations and staff. Target spokesperson Jenna Reck says the goal of Target's new $11 an hour minimum
to continue to retain the team members that we have today and then continue to recruit new team members.
Which is an economic necessity, says John Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
Retailers are at war for talent with very low unemployment.
Offering higher wages will certainly help with recruitment, but Brian Kropp at Gartner says in an industry with high turnover, Target's angling for retention.
The people that they've got are going to actually stay longer, so there's going to be better customer service. And with less turnover, they're actually going to save on having to pay people overtime or change schedules to cover when someone quits.
Kropp says what really hurts the bottom line is losing veteran employees who know your product, store layout, how to greet and deal with customers. John Challenger says in low-wage occupations, employees will walk.
At this wage level, people are very sensitive to an extra dollar an hour.
And economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute says by offering that extra dollar, Target can make it harder for competitors.
Increased pressure on smaller businesses that perhaps don't have the degree of flexibility with their wages that a big national chain like Target has.
Target has more than 1,800 stores nationwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.